Blog Talk Radio.
Ephesians 4.
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Deacon Thomas Farr. We'd like to welcome you to the broadcast tonight. It is Monday, the 25th of February, 2019, and I praise God for the hope you all will listen. All those who are listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr, we thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening in, and I pray that something is said to be encouraging. And for those of you who called in, it's 646-668-2636. We thank you. We see you on the switchboard here and the keyboard. If you would like to join the conversation or have a comment you want to share on the air, just press 1 on your keypad, and we can bring you into the conversation. Amen. And first of all, let me just say, I just want to thank God for the opportunity to do this broadcast. Thank God for the brothers who listen, not the brothers, but also the wives and daughters and those who listen and support. I appreciate it. I see that you're out there listening, and I appreciate you. Amen. You can always reach us at Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Issues Christian Men's Talk. We also have Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at Men's Issues Men's Talk on Twitter. It's Issues Men's Talk on Twitter, and on Facebook is Issues Christian Men's Talk. We're here every Monday night at 8 p.m., every Thursday night at 8 p.m., and on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. Amen. So we have a couple of things coming up. We have our Man Up event for 2019. It's in place. It's ready to go. Flyers are going out. We sent some of our regular listeners and participants and my alumni who came to our previous events. So also you can find that flyer posted on our Issues Christian Men's Talk Facebook page. And so that's coming up soon. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. But first, we have coming up a marriage retreat from the Jesus Lives Ministry and Fellowship. The 5th Annual Marriage Retreat is going to be held on May the 31st to June the 2nd. And we're going out to Chantilly, Virginia, the Staybridge Suites Hotel out there. And we're going to spend the weekend from May the 31st to June the 2nd out there in fellowship and teaching and good food and time together. The fellowship, time to get away with your spouse, and time to get away with other couples. As we network, have fun, food, and network, and come together with fellowship, and encourage one another in our marriages. We're going to have some teaching sessions. The presenters are not listed yet. Haven't locked it. Haven't gotten that information yet. But I will encourage you to come. Like I said, I'm an alumni. I've been to three of them, and this is the fifth year. So I'm an alumni, and me and my wife, we enjoyed it thoroughly for the people we met, for the word that was given, the encouragement, the testimonies, and even the prayer, praying for one another in the marriages. Because in this time and in this season, this culture, marriages are under, there's a lot of divorces. You know, I recently shared at a church service that, you know, I personally know of several marriages in the last 2 years that ended in divorce and were less than 10 years married. Less than 10 years, and they just did, for whatever reason, ended in divorce and the breakup of the family. So it's challenging. Marriage is challenging, especially in the body of Christ. It's challenging, but there's some things that we can do. And even with the Word of God, the filling of the Holy Spirit, and just those who pray. And even in the midst of that, I've known of marriages that had separated, took time, remarried, or got back together or reconciled. So we're praying. We're going to pray. We're going to pray for reconciliation. We're going to pray for relationships. Even after the divorce, there's relationships and children involved. So we're going to pray for all that, that God's hand is in this thing. And remember, nothing is a surprise to God. Nothing. Amen? But anyway, the marriage retreat, May the 31st, June the 2nd. The cost is $345 per couple for Friday through Sunday. That includes lunch, dinner, and all the study materials, and your lodging, your room. You can come up on Saturday and spend the night on Sunday, and that is $173 per couple. Or you can just come up Saturday morning and spend the day with us in fellowship and teaching and training, lunch and dinner with us, and you know, you can drive back. Amen. So that's $70 per couple. All right, the deposits are due on March the 1st. You can call Sister Tanny at 443-784-8826. Or again, you can always go to the Issues Christian Men's Talk Facebook page, send us an inbox, send us a message. We can get the information to you, where you can call and send in your deposits. Again, first deposit is March the 1st, and the deadline for full payment is April the 30th. Amen? And accept checks and money orders made out to Jesus Lives Ministry. Again, that's Jesus Lives Ministry Fellowship 5th Annual Marriage Retreat, May the 31st to June the 2nd. Amen? Amen. And one of the things, again, we talk about marriage. There's a book that I want to recommend here for reading as we prepare to get to the marriage retreat. There's going to be a lot of materials, door prizes, and a lot of resources and things you're going to send back home with you to be able to encourage your marriage, where you and your spouse can spend time in the Word, in devotional time, or reading, and just to better your relationship. Sometimes we don't know how good our relationship can be unless we're exposed to something else. It's bigger than us. It's greater than us. And that's the thing we talk about. We talk about fellowships on these retreats. That there's marriages out there that have been 30 years, 25 years, 15 years, 10 years, 5 years. There's something that we can share with each other. No matter what we're going through in our marriages, there's someone who's been through it, someone that's going through it, and someone who it may not have happened to you yet, but we have to open some people's eyes about what marriage is. And so when these conflicts and these testing times come, we can be proactive in prayer and devotion, and also seeking counseling and come alongside. So a lot of things we talk about in marriage retreats, one about having a mentoring couple, a couple who mentors you in your marriage, someone whose marriage is stable. First of all, let me just say that clearly. You wanted to connect with someone whose marriage has survived, has endured, and is stable, and that the two people in the marriage, they're truly in love with each other and committed to one another, that you can glean from and learn from. But anyway, we're going to recommend the reading material here. It's called Sacred Marriage by Gary Thomas. It's Sacred Marriage by Gary Thomas, GaryThomas. Sacred Marriage. And one of the things it says on the book, on the subtitle, says, what if God designed marriage to make us holy more than just happy? Amen? Think about that. Think about it. Just think about it. Marriage is to make us holy and not happy. Everyone talks about happy marriage and happiness and what happiness is, but where's the joy of marriage? Where's the joy of relationship? Where's the joy of commitment? Let's talk about the joy of marriage more than just trying to be having a happy marriage. Amen? Amen. 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 Oh, well, here we go. This is the big news we have tonight, today. This year is February the 25th, and right now we are 2 months out, I believe. Let's see, February, March, April, 2 months out. But Saturday, April the 27th at 10 a.m., the Men Are Gathering. Coalition of Men's Ministry presents Man Up 2019, Privileges and Responsibility of God's Man. I encourage you to join. Come out and join us. Prepare it. Save the date. Get the date in. Put it on your calendar. Put it in your phone. There's a reminder. Coming March, the first week of March, we'll have a setup for online registration. We're asking for $20 donation, which includes lunch and your toolbox of resources, because we always send brothers home with some kind of material for study, Bible study, devotional, and to share with the brothers that are not here. For those brothers, you know what that means. We always leave something for the brothers that are not here to be able to take back and share and minister in the congregation. Amen. For all the brothers out there who've been to the events before, who are alumni, I encourage you to bring one man with you. It's one man. Bring him with you. Give us a call. We have scholarships available. We have so many scholarships set aside for the brothers who come and may not have it, may be unemployed, maybe not have the money or whatever, but we don't want that to be a hindrance, because the body of Christ, we can support those because we all are faithful to it. Again, that's Privileges and Responsibilities of God's Man, Saturday, April the 27th at 10 a.m. The doors open at 9:30 a.m. And again, we're asking for a donation of $20, including lunch and a toolbox of resources. It's going to be held at the Brooklyn Park Library, 1 East 11th Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. That's in Brooklyn Park, Maryland, 1 East 11th Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Again, if you go on the Facebook page, you'll see the flyer there. The flyer's up, it's going. You can inbox us, reach out to us. Again, by the first week of March, we will have the online PayPal set up. Those brothers who want to register online, or you can reach out to us on Facebook. We'll reach out to you and find other ways you can get the registration funds to us. Amen. Well, tonight, I just wanted to share a little bit about the upcoming event and share those events coming up. And just have a word of encouragement for the brothers, and just give you a little bit of what we're going to be talking about, the privileges and responsibility of God's man. A privilege, one of the privileges that we're going to talk about is our position is being justified, adopted, and a new creation in Christ. Are our privileges? They are basic privileges. God has done it all through Christ. We used to be in Adam. We had guilt. We were bound to sin. We've died. But now, with Christ crucified, we are now alive in Christ and live through the Spirit, not by sin, and we do not have any sin. So the privilege is that our sin has been taken away. We've been justified before God. Our responsibility, our right or proper response as a believer to the truth is to rejoice with them, live in the realm of them. And then we must let sin, not sin, remain in our body. Sometimes in some of the things we have to give up sin. We have to move to obedience. We have to confess our sins. We have to repent from our sins. We have to take up our cross and live a clean life, knowing that by the blood of Christ we are made clean, we are renewed, we are regenerated, and we are reconciled back to God. And now doing that is obedience to God. You know, sin, you know, salvation is a free gift, but yet we have to be able to accept it, walk in it, believe it, and live a life obedient to Christ. Because remember, as if we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, His lordship over us is mean we're obedient to His will. It's not our will, it's not what we want, but it's His will. And the only way we get to do that is by studying the Word in prayer, in fellowship, and growing in Christ. Amen. This is what God has for us, to follow His commandments, keep His commandments. The Bible, in different places in the Bible, says, keep my commandments if you love me. It says, abide in me, and I abide in you. This is, again, we have surrendered ourselves over to Christ. We were slaves of sin. Now we are slaves of righteousness because Jesus Christ is our Lord. I just want to plant that seed in the brothers' minds and in their privileges and responsibility. April 27th, 2019 at 10 a.m. at the Brooklyn Park Library at 1 East 11th Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. I encourage you to come out and join us, make a plan. And for my brothers out there listening and the alumni, if you've been to other events, we encourage you to bring one brother with you again, that he might be blessed, he might be encouraged. And for those brothers out there also, deacons, elders, pastors, those men who are on the fringe, those men that you know are struggling in their faith walk, they're confessed it, they're living and they're struggling because of so many issues. Because again, what we're going to do is, I'll say it like this. We're going to reason together. We're going to have fellowship. We're going to reason together. We're going to find solutions. We're going to encourage each other, and we're going to have a discussion so that we all be able to apply the Word of God to our lives, being obedient to the Word of God and the application of that and what it looks like is what we're going to be discussing. We're going to look for solutions for specific problems, and we're going to pray, and we're going to just encourage one another. And again, it's going to be at Saturday the 27th at 10 a.m. The doors open at 9:30 p.m. and requesting a donation of $20, which includes a lunch and a 2-box of resources. If you have any questions, reach out to us on Facebook at Issues Christian Men's Talk, on the Twitter at Issues Men's Talk, and we will get back to you. And tonight, I just want to close with a prayer, because that's what I encourage those out there who are listening. And just for any brother out there, the husbands, fathers, and sons, understand this, that we have more in common than we are different in the body of Christ. The things that we struggle with, the things we're tempted with, the things that come up against us in this life, we all go through it. Some men have been through it, some men are going through it, and some of you are on the path because of your life as a Christian man, because life is coming at us. It's not that these things we can necessarily predict, but we know that life is coming at us. Some of us have been here on this earth longer. Some of us have been in our Christian walk longer and understand that no matter what comes good or bad, if it's the enemy attacking us or if it's God chastising us, that we know that we have a Savior, that there's a way out, that God makes a way of escape, and understanding in your salvation is the reason God has known you from this foundation of the earth to the time you was in your mother's womb. He knew who you were, so nothing that happens in your life is a surprise to Him, but He always makes a way of escape and a way out. And we just have to seek it through God, through His Word, and then having men strong, Christian, rooted and grounded and obedient and mature men in our lives that we can lean on and glean from and be discipled and mentored to. And transparency is one of the things that we really have to look at as men. Are we really transparent? Who really knows us? Who's going to hold us accountable? But again, these are the things that we talk about as your Christmas talk, and these are the things we're going to touch upon in the Man Up 2019. And I just encourage you to come out and join us and be blessed and be encouraged. Father, we say thank you today, God. I thank you for this day, God. I thank you for the rising of the sun. I thank you for another day on this earth, oh God, with opportunity to speak life, oh God, into the men, to encourage men, to bring light to a dark situation. Father, I pray for every husband, father, and son. I pray for the children. I pray for their grandchildren. I pray for those in the church, God. I pray for the those who labor to feed your people, God, the pastors, elders, oh God. Pray today, oh God, that you would touch the lives of someone right now, God, who does not know you, God, but in this will be a day of salvation, that someone would speak a word, would pray a prayer of salvation, that someone would reach the lost today, oh God. Father, we pray for the homeless, God. We pray for the shut-in, God. We pray for all those who are struggling in the midst of addictions, of alcohol and sex and food and anything, God, that hinders them from being who you created them to be. We're praying for release. We're praying for them to be set free. Continue to bless us, strengthen us, watch over my family and all those brothers that are listening online. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, gentlemen. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and we'll be back here live We'll be back on Thursday at 8 p.m., and we'll also be back on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. continuing the conversation. And again, we pray that you will join us for the Coalition of Ministries to Men, Man Up 2019, Saturday, April the 27th. God bless you. Have a nice, wonderful evening.